7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important teachings that we have in Islam is the concept of supplication, dua, prayers. And the books of Ahadith are filled with the prayers and the du'as of the Holy Prophet, of the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his immaculate family. That these prayers encompass many things, from going to bed, from waking up, to drinking water, to brushing one's teeth, to sitting on a horse, or whatever we can say, when sitting in a car, when traveling, when sitting, when standing, and for every other act that we do, which is a blessing. That in every single moment that we have in our life, there is a particular dua, a supplication that has been taught to us by the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to engage us and in order to reconnect us with our source, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, these du'as and supplications are a means to continuously keep the connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive. This is something important. That du'a is not just something that we read because when we are tired or when we are in need. No, a du'a is something that we do in order for us to realize that I am a being that is in constant need, and the person and that being who can give it to me is something that I always need to keep in contact with in every single moment and in every single step. And every single thing that I do, I am in need of him. Therefore, the supplications remind me of this. So inshallah, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is based on this particular topic of the supplications of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, stay tuned for our next segment, where we will introduce this book to our dear listeners.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we would like to introduce today to our dear listeners is titled Prayers of the Final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was compiled by Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi, and it was translated by Tahir Ridha Jafar. The book was then edited by Brother Salim Bimji and Arifa Huda. It was published by the Islamic Publishing House in the year 2022, which is this year, and it was published in Toronto, Canada. So this book basically has two sections. The first section deals with the character and moral traits of the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the next section deals with the prayers of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, general supplications, his dua when he looked in the mirror, his dua when sitting on his mount, that is his horse, and so on and so forth. His dua when he passed by the graves, his dua when he saw fresh fruit, his dua when he touched food. And as we mentioned, the amount of du'as, the amount of supplications that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us is countless. What must be understood is that this book, in essence, is a abstract from the blessed book that Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi compiled, which was a book titled Sunan al-Nabi. That book is the completion, or rather is complete, of all the acts of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only his du'as, but how he walked, how he talked, how he interacted with different people, his companions, his wives, his children, and so on and so forth. From that particular book, these supplications have been abstracted and compiled into one single book in order to keep it easy for us, that we know, okay, these are the supplications and the prayers and the du'as of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this instance or at that instance and so on and so forth. So this book that we have introduced to our dear listeners, besides obviously the first part that discusses the character and moral traits of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, contains 60 different recitations and 60 different supplications, as we mentioned, from sitting to standing. For example, protection from a fever, protection from black magic, some common supplications that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do when seeing the new moon, and so on and so forth. So hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we'll read a small portion of this book for our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled Prayers of the Final Prophet. It was compiled by Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh and translated by Brother Sheikh Dahir Rida Jafar, and was then edited by Sheikh Salim Bimji and Arif Huda and published in Canada by the Islamic Publishing House. As we mentioned, the book contains two parts. The first part deals with the moral character traits of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the second part with his supplications. So we were reading from the first part, and the 46th tradition from the first part that deals with the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all men. Neither a dinar nor a dirham was left with him in the evening. If night fell and he had something extra and did not find anyone to give it to, he did not return to his home until he was able to give it to the one who needed it. He did not take from what was given to him by Allah except his annual provisions from the dates and barley that were easiest for him to get. And he gave the rest in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not asked for a thing, but that he did not give it. Then, after giving away the excess, he returned to his annual provisions and preferred to give from it, even when it was possible that he would require it before the end of the year, if nothing else were to come to him. He would enforce the truth, even if it meant a loss for himself or his companions. He would walk alone among his enemies without a bodyguard. He was not moved by any of the worldly affairs. He sat with the poor and ate with them. He honored the people of virtue for their good character, and he won the hearts of the noble ones by respecting them. He kept close ties with his near relatives without preferring them to the one who was better than them in virtue. He did not oppress anyone and accepted the excuse of the one who asked for pardon. And he had a male and female slave and never ate better food or wore better clothes than them. Not a moment of his time was passed without doing an action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or doing that which was necessary for the property of his soul. He would visit the gardens of his companions. He never looked down on a poor man due to his poverty or misfortune, nor did he fear a king because of his power. Rather, he would urge them equally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us practice these divine, exquisite, noble traits of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us of the true followers of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.